Do us a favor. Down in the description, there's a link where you can leave us a message where you can be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite movie, and you haven't watched it yet, but, like, here's why I love it. Like, my favorite movie ever is We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And you're like, I like when they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time. And then, like, we'll watch it, and we'll be like, oh, I do like that part where they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. That guy, who sounds nothing like my old boss, had a great suggestion. So, like, leave a suggestion. We want to watch your favorite movie. Tell us why it's your favorite movie. Or else. Howdy. I'm Gwildor. This is Driel.
Hi.
And you are listening to 555 Filk.
So this week, we watched Masters of the Universe, Revelation.
This is the one on Netflix from Kevin Smith. It's 5 episodes, and people are upset.
Why are they upset?
Because they are children.
I thought it was a good 5 episodes.
So, I liked it, and I'm kind of surprised I liked it, because the trailer made me think, oh man, this looks really good. It's going to be terrible. And then I was trying really hard not to be that man-child, where like, it's not the He-Man I know, but it was a lot of the He-Man I know.
That's good.
Yeah.
I did not watch He-Man. I was aware of He-Man, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you were late for He-Man. I was mm-hmm. barely old enough to watch it. Mm-hmm. Mostly reruns and tapes.
Yeah, I would have been real late.
But I had all the guys. And like I remember He-Man. I watched the show like crazy. I watched the movie. I've watched every reboot of the show. And then I watched this, and I was pretty stoked for this, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
I love the art on it. I do have some notes here.
Okay.
So part of the hate is people are saying Kevin Smith misled them, and they wanted a He-Man show. Now, the show when I was a kid was called He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. This show is called Masters of the Universe Revelations. Or the Revelation, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not He-Man's show. It's in the title that it's not He-Man's show.
Exactly.
I'm on board.
I didn't realize He-Man wasn't in the title until we first turned it on. So I was ready for a He-Man-centered show and was quite surprised that they didn't do that.
The trailer tells you it's going to be a He-Man-centric show with like a little bit of maybe Tila's going to have a bigger part.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't care. Tila was badass, so I'll take it.
She was.
They gave her guns on this.
Mm-hmm. That's Most cool. of the female warriors had guns. It was pretty awesome to see.
Like, she was a warrior or whatever in the movie and in the old show and all this stuff, and I like that, but like on this one, she looks like she can take care of herself, and then we get to see her take care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. She did do the thing where they're like, no, it's a female character going off on her own, so she has to have a side shave. I don't know why that's, like, that's the symbol of going off on your own and, like, female independence in 2020, 2021, but like, whatever, side shaves are cool.
That's fair. Well, she can't wear her tiara crown thing anymore, so she's gotta do something with her hair, because like, that is way too much hair.
What? Okay, so when I was a kid, I can't remember if I'm just mixing up Superman or not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was a couple times where she was like, I think Adam, who looks exactly like He-Man, might be He-Man. And then on this one, Adam looks like a kid. I did not like Adam. I don't like Adam.
I'm not surprised.
But I didn't hate him either. I was just like, ugh, I don't like this. But he at least looks like a kid, which is a vast improvement on the show when I was a kid. You know?
I always wondered, when I found out it was supposed to be a secret identity, I was like, how do they not know? How can they not tell?
There's no money for that. No, see, Superman wears glasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prince Adam wears shirts, and He-Man doesn't wear shirts.
Mm.
They look nothing alike. He's wearing a shirt. He's wearing purple loincloth, and he's wearing a brown loincloth. There's nothing the same. He's got tights on. He's bare-legged.
Mm, okay. So they look completely different.
Yeah, it's completely different. They look nothing alike. Ooh, there's a line where they're like, you were just He-Man's cheerleader to Tila. And I like that she was like pushing back on that. She mm-hmm. was immediately like, no, I was my own person. Mm-hmm. I do wish she would have found out. Oh, that's what I was saying. I don't remember if her trying to find out the secret identity was a thing, or if I just remember it that way, but like it always like seemed shady she didn't know.
Completely blindsided this time.
Yeah.
She had no idea. It didn't hint at, I guess, or anything like that.
I do like the mom still knows. So it seems like this is mostly a follow-up to the old show. Mostly. Mm-hmm. Like, they've definitely retconned a few things, but like, it's mostly a follow-up, and I like what they did with almost everyone's characters. Orko was depressing. They Kermit the Frogged Orko, where, like, Kermit used to be like, hey, everybody, we can go have fun and do things. But also, like, he was kind of a jerk on the Muppet Show, but, like, he was a lovable jerk that I wanted him to yell at everybody and tell them to go do the show. And, I don't know, Orko on this, he was just like, yeah, I'm depressed all the time and my magic doesn't work.
He was dying.
Well, he didn't know he was dying.
He did, too. If they don't save Eternia, he dies. The magic dies, he dies.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
I watched this twice.
Man-at-Arms had to go get magic water for him to heal him because he was sick and dying.
That's right. All right. I guess.
He spent his whole life being kind of bad at magic. So I guess it just kind of adds up.
That's the thing, too. It almost seemed like he never realized that he was that bad at magic. He was like, whoops, I did the thing I always do. And then they were like, Orko. Like, that's the whole show.
That would be more fun.
I don't know. Like, I didn't hate it.
Turn the seriousness up.
Yeah, they turned it up quite a bit. We got to see He-Man use his sword like a sword. Yeah. And then Skeletor made a comment on it. He's like, you finally used that sword for what it was used for, or whatever it says.
As a key.
And then it was secretly a key, but I thought, like, oh, because he stabbed Skeletor in the chest.
Yeah.
And then Skeletor pulled him in. That was cool. I did dig
that
this.
That was crazy, him pulling him in. Like, I was not ready for that.
I was not ready for... So we see Skeletor die,
mm-hmm.
We think. We see Orko die and get buried. And we see Adam die. Like, wow. These guys are killing my childhood. Like, the way people want to freak out.
Yeah. And, like, there's blood and gore. And, well, not, like, gore, but, like, there's blood. Like, they are showing these characters have died.
Yeah.
Except for Orko. I don't believe Orko's dead.
Oh, Adam's 100% going to be back.
Again?
Who's going to fight Skeletor?
Ugh.
Yeah, but He-Man's cool. I did like the updated character designs.
They seem very true to the old ones.
I'm mostly on board for all the voices. Skeletor, I gotta tell you, it took me a little bit. He sounds like, I know it's Mark Hamill, but he sounds like Mark Hamill.
He sounds like Mark Hamill. It sounds like the Joker.
But, like, after the first full episode with that, I was on board. When we see him a little bit here and there, we see him at the end.
I do think Mark Hamill's got a great voice for a villain, though. Like, it's definitely recognizable. It definitely sounds like the Joker.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't sound like Skeletor, but by the end of it, he did. At the beginning, we see Teela at the coronation thing. She's going to be the new Man-at-Arms.
Mm-hmm.
I like that when that happens, they're like, wait, Grayskull's being attacked. But they don't tell her, like, okay, you have to wait to get this promotion or whatever. They're like, well, Man-at-Arms, what are we doing? And, like, when I was a kid, her dad Duncan was Man-at-Arms, and I thought his name was Man-at-Arms, so, like, she's mm-hmm. taking his old post, whatever, that's cool. But I like it, he immediately turns to her and is like, all right, new boss, handle this situation.
I think I missed that part. I thought they tried to finish the ceremony and then sent everybody off to go fight at Grayskull.
No, they said it, and then he comes over, he's like, hey, Man-at-Arms, Grayskull. And then nobody sees that the prince goes over, whispers in his ear, and now he knows it. So, like, the prince is either a spy or he's He-Man. But it was cool that they were really like, well, she's Man-at-Arms. We already said it. She's in. Go do the thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't love her pity party for not realizing Adam is He-Man.
That's fair. Like,
that seemed super drawn out and kind of childish to be that hurt by it.
Well, and I understand being hurt, but also, like, it's kind of like Superman has to hide that he's Superman, Lois. Like, you could get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand all of the inner circle there knows, but I don't know, like...
And it wasn't even inner circle. They said four people.
And then his mom, but he doesn't know his mom.
Mm.
He doesn't know his mom knows. But, like, she can calm down a little bit. I understand being mad. I understand being very hurt. But, like, and I know they also tied this up at the end of the thing where they're like, yeah, but you got to know everything else. You got to know how much he meant. He fought beside you and all this. So he still chose you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I understand being mad, but, like, still do your job. You just got promoted to, like, sheriff of the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, everybody here lied to me. And, like, the only people in the room who know are her father and Adam's mom. Like, the king doesn't even know.
So, no, that's the only people. But also, Orko, who, even if he was like, you know, He-Man, Adam is He-Man, she'd be like, no, he's not. You're a terrible magician.
Right.
and Cringer. Like, so it's really just her dad and Adam, and then we know, but they don't know that his mom knows. So it's just those two people to her until that moment where she's like, you knew and you didn't tell me. Mm-hmm. Right, but you guys don't seem super close either, other than Adam and Duncan.
But like, He-Man is the master of the universe and he has the power, and I feel like if he's deciding who should know, like, there's a reason behind that and it's important.
Yeah, or you know? Even or if like, just the sorceress is like, you can't tell, which I believe is how it happened.
Okay.
So you can't tell. But like, and here's part of it. So let's say he tells Teela. Teela has a temper, at least in this version. Okay. What if she gets mad and is just like, yeah, you know what else? He's He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good.
Or like, if he says, oh yeah, I'm He-Man, he's going to have to prove it. And then it turns into him showing off that he's He-Man instead of like sharing a secret, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like it becomes a bragging right or whatever. Or she doesn't treat him the same because he's He-Man.
Yeah, she would either expect more or forget that he's a kid when he's a kid.
Mm-hmm. When, like, it seems like maybe he's got a crush on her, and maybe it goes the other way or not. And, like,
either way, he's too young for her.
Right, right. But
unless,
like,
he's He-Man.
If he wants her to like him for him, don't tell her you're He-Man, because then she only likes you because she's in love with He-Man.
They do have that moment where she's like, this is an attack. He's like, it's called a hug. Like, either way, he looks up to her, which yeah. is crazy, and she should look at it like, hey, He-Man looks up to me. Mm-hmm. Or, like, he seems to a little bit follow in her footsteps, at least on this version of
yeah.
it. When Duncan gets banished by Randor,
mm-hmm.
he goes away, and he gets a sweet-ass beard.
That seemed excessive, too, to banish him. Fucking hurt,
yeah, but
hurt feelings over here.
I don't...
Mr. Ego.
I don't remember... Randor either way. I don't remember okay. if he had a temper like that or not. I don't remember him. But if that's how it was, how did that show even last? Because he's just like, no, you lied to me, you're gone. If I see you again, I'll have you executed. Ugh.
But he had a sweet beard. I didn't understand. So later on, they say he can't forge a weapon because that would be illegal for him.
Yep.
And I don't remember that being stated when King Randor banishes him.
Maybe there was more.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was just, if I see you again.
Yeah, that's so. He just wasn't allowed back at the castle. Like, unless being a man-at-arms is also being a forager.
Yeah, but he wasn't man-at-arms. Teela was, right?
Yes. I don't know, they still call him man-at-arms, I thought. Is man-at-arms the title or just what their army is? I thought it was their whole army in this one were man-at-arms.
Oh, maybe. Very maybe. I'm surprised that... it's still man at arms if it's a woman. But also, hey, look at them putting a woman in charge.
Mm-hmm.
There's very girl power, this show.
Yes.
Evil-Lyn stole the show, if you ask me. Like, she was always just kind of a lackey. Like, she would show up and be like, come on, Skeletor, do your thing. You're so cool. And on this one, she's like, yeah, Skeletor, you're a jerk. Do your thing. You're so cool.
Yeah, Evil-Lyn was pretty cool.
She was like, I could have been the master of the universe. And then she immediately gives it up. For Skeletor,
mm-hmm.
I hate that, and I mm-hmm. hope part two gives me something there. I hope she stands up to him.
If that's a self-preservation thing,
mm-hmm.
where, like, yes, I would love to stay with the good guys, but if I do, he's going to destroy me. So, go with the evil you know, and or the devil you know.
Yeah. Yeah, or at the very least, this is something I know how to overthrow because I've seen him lose 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
They, at the end, spoilers all over the place, Skeletor kills Adam and takes the sword and holds it up, and he calls on himself to be the new champion, and he turns into what they're calling Skele-God, and that is such a stupid name, which makes it absolutely perfect for this series or property, whatever. Like, I heard that, I was like, ugh, that's terrible. It's perfect.
I couldn't believe he killed Adam.
Yeah, like, he dies twice.
Yeah. He just got to come back. You can't just strip him of the power and then that'd be it. Kills him.
And like, at that moment, Adam's a kid.
Yeah.
Just take the sword. He's not changed over yet. You could overpower this kid or, I don't know, magic him up something. But like, man.
Like, unless he has to be dead in order for the power to transfer. But it doesn't sound like that's 100% the rules.
It was pretty cool to see Grayskull and the other champions. I liked that. That seemed almost like meeting the other doctors or kind of something. Like, we see them all together.
Fair. Do you ever get to see any of that in the old He-Man stuff?
I don't remember any of it. Okay. So, like, I don't know that I never did, but I don't remember it.
Okay.
But I haven't seen most of that show in 30 years.
It's definitely fun to see more of their lore and stuff like that by meeting Grayskull and all of them. And, like, Andra is super excited to... like, finally meet them. She's heard all the stories and stuff, and that was really neat.
Well, and that is something that I know was fleshed out more on this show. So, like, we had Castle Grayskull, we had Snake Mountain and stuff, but I don't, as far as I know, that whole secret door and use the sword for a key and all that was just invented for this, as far as I know.
Oh, that's cool.
And I like that they were like, okay, this show kind of almost had lore, but let's flesh it out a little bit. Let's make some sense of it or whatever. So, like, we were talking about Thundercats right before we started recording, like, that show is lore heavy, and it is amazing for it. And this show seems more like, no, they're in Eternia. She's from Earth. She had a baby with Randor. That baby is He-Man. And, like, the sorceress protects the castle, and whoever has a castle is the master of the universe. And that seems to be about it. And then after that, it's just fight back and forth, either for the sword or for the castle or for whatever else they're going to fight over. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I love the mix of, like, old medieval and, like, the new sci-fi stuff. Like, it was a really fun, interesting mix of it.
That I think that is why it sold. So I'm not going to go too into this because we don't care about that, because that's not what the show is. When He-Man started, you saw the thing where it was supposed to be Conan the Barbarian toys, and then they were just like, nobody's going to buy toys for this. They slightly change it, and now we have He-Man, right?
Yep.
The art was first. Mm-hmm. Or after, the toys were first, and then the art on the boxes were there. And then they were like, yeah, we just got to make up names for these things so we can sell toys, and that's all the lore we got was, like, so this is Snake Mountain, this is Castle Grayskull, and yeah, they have a sword and it's split and doing this thing, and that's something too. The sword splits on this. The sword was split on the original toys, so they would go together and make,
that's really cool that they would fit together as a toy.
Yeah, like... but, like, that wasn't for this, like, mm-hmm. This was definitely, like, I guarantee whoever wrote that was just like, you remember when those came in two, and what if it split in two, and one mm-hmm. was from heaven, one was from hell.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like it a lot, actually. On some of Teela's flashbacks, we see He-Man be like, well, I want to share, and not sharing would be rude. And it reminds me of little things at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you pointed out the very stiff delivery on one of the lines there.
Yeah, the couple lines that we got to hear as He-Man. I was like, oh.
But that's kind of how he talked. He'd be like, not so fast, Skeletor.
But if he's, stuff. What, a 13-year-old playing an adult? Like,
yeah, and that was, I feel like, on this retcon, and, like, she talks about, like, oh, he's got a 13-year-old's sense of humor. He's got a young boy's sense of humor. I think that's something that they can kind of point it out. But, like, now we're like, yeah, because he is. We know that. He's like Shazam, but mm-hmm. with a sword. Cringer got to have a brave moment, and it made me happy. When Teela tries to spear Evelyn and he goes over and catches her, like, no, leave it.
I was
everybody be cool.
So surprised at that.
He's a
boy. I thought Evelyn was killing the sorceress, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to kill her off too so fast. And then Evelyn is a good guy kind of for a minute. And that was surprising. I didn't know that she had the capacity to be good. I mean, evil is in the name.
She says she added the evil herself.
Yeah.
So is her name just Lynn?
I think so.
If she becomes good, will she be good Lynn?
Maybe.
I don't like that. I don't care for that one. She better stay evil. I would love to see her or Teela. We're going to see Teela hoist the sword, I think.
Evelyn. And she changed it to Evelyn. So you want to see Teela hoist this sword? Is that what you said?
I think we're going to see it. I think that's going to be the big revelation, is that she is the new champion for Grayskull. I think. I don't know.
They keep trying to go into her backstory and keep getting interrupted. Is there a backstory that I'm missing from the show, or is this something new they're inventing?
As far as I know, it's something new for this. She was Duncan's daughter, who is a warrior.
Okay. So what do you think this secret is that they're going to reveal?
No, I think it's going to be that she is the champion. She's Grayskull's new champion. It was Adam, and now it's Teela.
Okay.
I don't know that, but the way the show is leaning, I could see it. Like, okay. if they called this show Teela and the Masters of the Universe, all these fanboys were like, yeah, it's not how He-Man goes. He-Man is strong.
If you wanted a show with a female lead character like that, just change the show. Why you gotta ruin?
Right. And
what I grew up on.
So like, and that's the thing. So it doesn't ruin it. We've had some terrible stuff from this. The original show is not good, but like, it's fun. It's big, stupid, muscly guys beating up big, stupid, muscly guys. And now it has big, stupid, muscly girls beating up big, stupid, muscly girls. It's awesome. This show is awesome. And like, it's dumb in the right way. So like, he has a sword that he never uses because you can't use weapons in the 80s.
Okay.
Right? So he would use it as... I feel like he could zap things with it. He for sure used it as a shield, even though he had a shield. But like, he'd get shot with like a ray and he'd... with his sword, and it would miss him now. But like, it was mostly there so he could turn into He-Man. He-Man would punch things, but he couldn't... He didn't punch bad guys very often because you can't have violence on your shows.
Interesting.
Yeah, he threw a lot of things, and like he would block them in with stuff. Like it was a lot of that. Okay. It's kind of like the old Ninja Turtles show or any of those. Like you can't have violence. So they're like, we're gonna make a show about a warrior fighting another warrior, and this guy's face is melted off. That's fine, but nobody better punch anybody. But I think
is that another callback then when Skeletor says he finally uses a sword?
Yeah, he says so. You finally found the use for that sword, or you're finally using it as it's meant to be or whatever. But then like that's what I thought it was, and then it's the key, so it's like a double joke there, and I enjoyed it both times.
Dual-sided like a sword.
Yeah. He stabbed that kid so hard.
He stabbed a kid.
He was like, he's just some kid. No, he didn't say that because he talks like Mark Hamill. He's like, no, I'm not his father, that's impossible.
Something that I didn't catch the first time around, but when they're talking about Adam's form in Praetorna, they say he took his lesser form. So, like, they all know that he's He-Man?
Yeah, they all know he's He-Man. And they all took their champion form rather than whatever they looked like.
Okay.
So, I don't know if the Sorceress has been there for all of these, or if she was just there for Adam, and there's a different sorceress or whatever, sorcerer, who is just like, here's the sword, you are worthy, protect Grayskull. I don't know, but I did like that, like, you got all these big, big guys, and then Adam's like, I can keep up, guys. And then he does, mostly, like, he falls behind, but, like, he stays.
It's definitely interesting that he keeps his true form.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why we're going to get to see him come back in the second half. We're for sure going to have at least one more He-Man Skeletor fight. It's going to be like the big episode kind of thing, I think.
Okay.
Skele-God. It's so stupid. It's perfect. Like, there's a dude named Man-E-Faces because he has many faces. Like, three faces. Or like Triclops. Like, these names are so stupid. It's wonderful.
That shot of Skele-God at the end. It went from, like, He-Man art to, like, a Yu-Gi-Oh card. Like, he looked like he should have been
I don't know
those cards. I know.
What that means. is that like, it's the other one that's like Pokemon, it's but like, they have cards.
Yeah, and then the cards come to life on the board and fight each other. And there's magic and creatures and...
So I want to point something out. This is the problem with the man children that I am a part of this problem. Because you're telling me the kids watch... It's a show?
Yes, it was a show. It's a card.
Okay.
Card building
so
thing.
So the kids watch a show, and they play games and all this stuff, and it's got magic and creatures and all this stuff. And I'm like, this sounds dumb and stupid, and I don't understand it. While I'm in my late 30s being like, yeah, but then He-Man, he got stabbed by Skeletor, and Cringer was brave. So like... This is the worst thing, where I'm like, I don't like what the kids are into because they're not into what I'm into. But also, I haven't been into this in 20 years, 30 years. I dug Alan Oppenheimer.
Okay.
He was Skeletor way back when.
Okay.
On this one, he's Mossman. And he was wonderful.
That's cool.
He was wonderful. And I didn't recognize his voice until the second time we hear Mossman talk. And I was like, oh, do you know who that is? My heart just melted.
That's good. Cool that he got to be a part of it.
Yeah. I was surprised they didn't bring him back for Skeletor. Because I know he still does the voice at, like, Comic-Cons and stuff whenever he... Well, I guess that's a couple years ago. What did you think of Teela on this?
I thought she was pretty cool when she wasn't being pouty.
That was Buffy from my Buffy show.
Oh, okay.
Playing her. I like to see her play a strong character again. Mm-hmm. Like, she typically does. She brought Daphne into being semi-tough.
She at least fought back. She
learned karate. Yeah. Like, she at least fought back.
She got tired of being damsel in distress and learned how to do karate. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I liked her in this. I thought she was super tough, and that was really cool.
So Triclops is not usually part of a cult like that.
Okay.
And I feel like they were like, which bad guy can we put in a cult? And they just landed on him. And I didn't hate it at all, because he got the eyes thing. So, like, yeah, he's going to be more...
He better fits a tech...
Yeah, he's more willing to lean into it, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They did a great job with... Like, there's just enough... Like, hey, I know him! without it being... overdone, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Beastman comes back.
Beastman was cool.
Merman. I was not ready for his face.
The first time or either time?
Either time. That face is real creepy.
I like that we see battle wounds on, like, all the villains. What do you think's coming in the second half?
I'm hoping we get to see Teela take up the sword.
That is going to get... so many 40-year-old fanboys, like, in a full hissy fit. Calm down, everyone. 30-year-olds or 40-year-olds are going to have a BF. It's a callback.
I'm hoping we find out a little bit more of whatever it is that they're trying to tell her.
There was a thing, so they're like, the secrets of Grayskull. You'll never know all the secrets of Grayskull, and I would love... to find out some of the secrets of Grayskull. So, like,
we saw that palace in there. Like, we saw
it. You think that's it? You think it was just the palace?
I'm sure they're going to come up with more, but, like, that seemed like a pretty big secret that they revealed.
Yeah. No, and that's what I mean. Like, I feel like we're going to find out, like, there was another sword. Like, not the one that She-Ra got, but another sword.
That's definitely what Teela's character feels like. It feels like almost a stand-in for She-Ra.
Teela was first.
That's fair. Oh, helps. Absolutely.
Well, and I'm wondering if we only don't have She-Ra on this because She-Ra has that other show.
Mm-hmm. It makes me want to watch that show now.
Yeah.
I've been curious about it.
I would fully go in. So I guess there's going to be another He-Man show that is a He-Man show.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it's CGI and it's going to be kid-friendly like the old one.
Oh, okay.
And I would love to see a She-Ra show in this universe or style or whatever. Like, I thought this was well done. Like, it's only 5 episodes, which is annoying, but they were 5 good episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of them were a chore to watch.
Mm-mm. No, I think they all played a good role. Like,
we were watching it and I told you I was gonna blow through this. Mm-hmm. And
I forgot, I've gotten so used to the way Disney releases one episode at a time, I didn't realize there was going to be all of it ready to go. And then when it was, I was like, wait, there's only 5 of them?
So that's what I thought. I thought you were going to think there was like 10 episodes, and I think it's 10 total, which is no good, Kevin Smith.
Was it this that we found out Jay was in recently, or was it
Jay was Stinkor.
That's right.
That's such a good fit. He actually did a good job where it, I recognized him, but it wasn't like, oh, good, he's doing the Jay voice.
Mm.
He did a good job.
Good.
We should tweet him to let him know he did a good job.
We should.
Let's.
So I didn't like when they're trying to leave Paternia and Adam's like, no, I have to come with. Who else is going to hold the Sword of Power?
Right, but I don't know that that's an ego thing. I think that's the sorcerer said that he was the champion.
And right, but that's he's where died. But he's died.
Right, but if he can come back.
Right, but they need him to come save. I get he's He-Man.
Yeah.
But, like, what else do you think you'll see in the next season, or what do you want to see?
I want to see Adam come back and make the choice to hand the sword off to Teela.
Okay.
I want to see him want to grow up. She will protect Eternia until he's old enough to take up the mantle, or maybe she will just do it. That's what I think I want to see. I would love to see Adam come back. He-Man does not, at least right away.
Okay.
That's what I think. I also want, like, Skeletor to be like, have to run back off the Snake Mountain, and then we can have a second season. Because everybody needs to stop dying on the show, so I can have more of this show.
Yeah, they keep bringing everybody back who dies. Speaking of, I don't think Orko is dead. I think it's going to be like Lord of the Rings when Gandalf gets taken and he has to fight his way back out of there.
Now he comes back and he's terrible at magic.
No, he's better at magic. He learned how to harness it right before he got taken away, so now he's going to be superior when he comes out of it.
That's fair. I think we are watching a Netflix show and the rule is no body, no death. So, like, we didn't see his body. He's somewhere. I think I don't think he's coming back from the dead. I think he's coming back from wherever he is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing just in scribbled in over here. It says, Oppenheimer! Hey, Mossman, the toy smelled like pine, too. I like that Skeletor says, he smells like pine.
That was a nice touch.
My brain still remembers him with the old voice, even, like, on this. Mm-hmm. It's, like, rewriting it. Which is fun to me.
I do love all the nods towards the old show.
I like that it's that without being complete fan service looking at you, Mandalorian. Like, there's enough here where they're just like, huh? Do you guys remember this? You guys old enough to remember this? But also, it's its own show. Like, we get to see Teela completely be a rounded character. Because, like, none of them were rounded characters on the old show. But they didn't need to be. It was, this one does this, and this one does this, and this one does this.
Okay.
And it worked. It's a kid's show. Kids don't need that. They need episodic, what is my adventure? And they got it. I like this. I liked it. A lot of people really hated it, and those people need to grow up and understand that things change sometimes.
And, like, it could be terrible. It could have been Space Jam 2.
And I'm a gatekeeper. I am such a gatekeeper for anything. Well, the original's better. I don't care what it is. The original's better. That is a thing. This show makes a lot more sense than the show I loved when I was a kid.
This feels like a good addition to all of that.
And that's what it feels like. It feels like building.
It feels very respectful to the old world and the toys and all of the history that went into it.
It's the opposite of those new Ninja Turtle movies with Megan Fox. That's what it seemed like. Or, like, I don't feel like... So a lot of people are saying, like, Kevin Smith is disrespecting the fans, or if people are dismissing it because of the Teela thing. And a lot of... there are so many dudes who are like, I don't like this new stupid Teela show. And they've got to get over themselves, because the old show was for kids, man. And, like, this one at least seems a little bit more grown up. It seems like it's for teens to adults. So, we've got legit dudes getting stabbed with swords. But, like, it's still a cartoon. Calm down. It's fine. And, like, I know I'll get worked up. I got so worked up. You mentioned the new Space Jam. That movie depressed me, but it didn't ruin anything for me. Like, it's not ruining the Looney Tunes for me. The new Looney Tunes cartoons on HBO are trash, but they don't ruin Looney Tunes for me. I just don't watch those, and I will watch the ones I love. So, like, you're gatekeeping for something that doesn't need to be gatekept. Like, let the girls have a powerful...
Right.
Like, I get they already have She-Ra, but you know what? Maybe they can have She-Ra and Teela. Why is it got to be just this thing? And this is a established character doing a job that she would be doing in a world where she would be doing it. Everything here makes sense, other than a couple of hissy fits that don't seem terribly out of character, but also character choices are a thing.
Like, it's not like they invented a new character to try and take over the show. Like, or she's even already been a part of it.
Or even, like, okay, now He-Man's a woman, which is what everybody's acting like happened. But, like, he's on the show. It's just not his show this time. But the old, like, I know we already said, the old show was called He-Man, and this one is just the Masters of the Universe. We are watching the Masters of the Universe happen. We are watching, like, Evelyn is saving the world. Teela is saving the world. Orko is somehow saving the world. Like, Mm-hmm. We are watching it happen.
Mm-hmm. We are watching what happens if He-Man dies. Then what? You know?
I'm sure it has happened a few times, seeing as there are other champions in... Mm-hmm. What is it? Preternia?
Preternia. I like that little nod at Pre-Eternia.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like that they're like... How do you get out of here? I don't know, but there's a thing over there that looks just like Castle Grayskull. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're like, it had just enough of the old mixed with everything that we needed in, like, now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I liked it.
Me too.
Let's rate this mother.
I give this 5 swords of power. What are they called?
Swords of power.
Swords of power. Because this show has the power to be amazing.
I would give this. Oh, man. I'm caught up. I'm at like 4.75. I would give this like 4.75 meows, even though we didn't get any meows. Mm-hmm. You boob. Out of 5. I do miss, like, I understand Skeletor doesn't, he's not supposed to be fun because he's a murderous jerk who murdered a kid. But, like, come on, you boob. Yeah.
He is definitely way more evil than I thought.
Yeah. And, like, there's none of the laugh in it. Like, I don't want Mark Hamill to do the laugh because it's going to be Joker's laugh. But, like, I don't know, Skeletor had that... Like, we need that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good. I would almost have rather had a, like, a bigger villain come in and Skeletor's like, oh no, this guy's spooky.
You know? Or like, who does he think he is? He's gonna take over.
He's gonna get Eternia, not before I can. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get Grayskull. And then he does it.
Yeah.
I liked this show a lot. Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
4.75 for me.
And on that note, as you filk.
Go filk yourselves. Yeah.